Dr. Goodwin, last week we were talking about volunteer activities, and Calvin brought up the opportunity of being a docent at Mitchell Lake. So, y'all, are you still docenting?
Oh, yeah. That's a really rewarding situation. And right along with that, I wasn't going to mention that today, but a few months ago you recommended that we plant some carrots and some broccoli for our five-year-old's grandchildren's garden.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Smashing success.
Really?
They used to come over, and the first thing that we would ask them, like grandparents would, is, what do you want to do first? And it used to be watch television or play computer games, but now it's go to the garden.
Yeah.
All right.
They're going to be harvesting their broccoli, and they routinely go out there and pull the carrot every time and watch them develop. So good advice
that
you gave.
Carrot, you can get a, you big. Plant a lot of them, too.
And kids like especially like them from the garden, Now, broccoli, you got a little more of a hard sell, but carrots everybody likes.
Nothing much better than fresh broccoli.
Yeah, but that goes along with that volunteer, those kids program that Mitchell Lake puts out. So we don't miss very many of those, it's just mobbed with kids. So.
Well, did you pick it? Why? Just because you're interested in nature, or
You see any mallards out there? How many different kind of ducks they got? I went out there the other day.
I have to admit, a duck's duck to me.
That's what ducks. I say. They were all like ducks. This. There was millions of those stupid things out there. I said, how many must there be?
Were there any pelicans?
Oh, the pelicans are still out there. That's when Lynn was down here.
Oh, November. Okay.
Yeah, they have a windbreaker out there just lined with pelicans.
That's probably the most photographed place on the whole place because they'll let you, you know, get right down there. They're not scared of you at all.
No, I mean, they're so big. They look like they're as big as a person, especially when they're lined up on that big pipe along the shoreline.
And I like the way they kind of look at you like, there's another one.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, probably. Probably too big to eat.
All right. Thanks for coming by.
Bye-bye.